Already in this bushfire crisis, we've seen the best of human spirit, but now some of the worst is emerging. The loss of hundreds of homes has put pressure on the rental market. The New South Wales Department of Fair Trading is investigating claims where landlords are jacking up rents to exploit a potential scramble for houses. The New South Wales Fair Trading Minister Anthony Roberts is threatening to name and shame any landlord caught gouging renters or bushfire victims. Mr. Roberts has been speaking with our business editor, Peter Ryan.
Well, we always see when we have disasters like this, they bring out the very, very best of our society. But unfortunately, there is an element within our society that it brings out the very worst. We've had one case where it originally started where the landlord went to their agent and said, I want you to put up the price as much as possible because of the lack of availability of homes following 200-odd homes being burnt down. The real estate agent was very cooperative and, of course, contacted the authorities and will be running a zero-tolerance policy on this.
It's almost unbelievable that you're having to deal with such unethical behaviour, but what's the worst case you've seen so far?
Landlords in one case, down the mountains, a home that was $350 a week not 2 weeks ago, is suddenly the landlord is asking for $420 a week, and we'll continue to investigate and, where necessary, prosecute.
So this relates not to people who've lost their homes, but to people who are already renting, and landlords obviously see an opportunity to exploit a crisis.
Well, what we're seeing is, of course, when someone loses their home, and the insurance companies have been very proactive in this area, finding homes for people, and of course, what we're seeing is a reduction in the supply of housing in the rental market, and unfortunately we're seeing some unscrupulous individuals who are in fact and indeed arguably being involved in what I call white-collar looting, where they are now, again, jacking up the prices of their rental accommodation because, quite frankly, they can.
So is this sort of gouging or unethical behaviour clearly breaking the law?
Well, there are serious financial penalties for unconscionable conduct. Those fines are $220,000 for an individual or $1.1 million for a corporation. What I can also do under the Fair Trading Act is name and shame individuals, and we will not hesitate to name and shame individuals who are profiteering from this crisis.
And do you have officers or agents out in the field at the moment cracking down on this type of activity?
Absolutely. We have agents in the field at the moment visiting real estate agents, informing them that whilst it's okay within a marketplace to charge a fair rate, if we find any instances of what we consider unconscionable conduct with respect to price gouging, people taking advantage of this crisis to make money, we will, use the full force of the law to prosecute them.
So in a major crisis, we've already seen the best of the human spirit, but this must be some of the worst.
We're putting people on notice that even if you have thought about this, give the idea up, because we will be out there actively enforcing compliance within the marketplace. And again, you, myself, your listeners, would have zero tolerance to people that, again, would prey on the most vulnerable.
The New South Wales Fair Trading Minister, Anthony Roberts, speaking with our business editor, Peter Ryan.